Well, back on Earth, the Olympics start 1 month from today, and American athletes are finding out if they'll be going. Last week, the swim trials. This week, runners competing for spots at the track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon, or Tracktown USA, as it's known to fans. And boy, there's been triumph, but also the agony of the feet, tripping feet, as we'll hear from Tim Layden, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. And Tim, sports aficionados say the whole tryout, the week, is the best track meet in the world, maybe even more exciting than the Olympics. So is it living up to that?
Well, it's been a really good meet. It's been typical of the Olympic trials in that immediately within the first 5 minutes of the meet commencing last Friday, we had two runners eliminated from the 800 meters who were expected to make the Olympic team when they were eliminated in the first round. And also last night we had a very heartbreaking race in the women's 800 meters. But there's also been a number of very uplifting performances, and this really fits the form of the Olympic track and field trials. Unlike swimming, where you sort of see form holding throughout and a very predictable meet, track and field is really a three-ring circus and with very, very high highs and very low lows over a period of 8 days.
Well, take the low lows of the women that you mentioned in the 800-meter final last night. Tell us the story, but what do we know more about what happened?
Well, obviously one of the significant storylines going into that race was that a 32-year-old woman named Alicia Montaño had run in a number of worldwide championships, Olympics and World Championships, and had come very close to medals but had not won medals, and largely because she had been beaten by athletes who were later shown to have used performance-enhancing drugs. So there was a lot of emotional hope that Montaño would make the team and maybe have one more chance. And there was a collision on the final turn of the race, about 120 meters from the finish, and Alicia Montaño fell to the track It's interesting because it's very sad that she didn't make the Olympic team, but at the same time, there's fairly significant video evidence that she caused her own demise with that fall and possibly by running a tactically poor race and being just too tired at that point. And the other woman that fell, Brenda Martinez, was really the favorite in the race. And so it's sad on many levels, but also a certain degree of justice there. And that's simply the harsh reality of the sport.
Well, I mean, so Alicia Montaño might have taken out Brenda Martinez. Both of them were expected to make the team. And aren't there some complaints that, hey, how can one race be the determination?
Well, that's another issue altogether. A lot of people have thought for many years that the United States should have a system where perhaps one or two athletes are selected by this pressure cooker of the Olympic trials and maybe one or two spots held out for athletes that have shown great ability over time. For instance, that's why Usain Bolt, the great Jamaican sprinter who did not run in the Jamaican trials last weekend, will be added to their team on Thursday in both the 100 and 200 meters simply because he's so good over time. The problem when you do that is that you inject politics and influences of certain people in an athlete's camp or a shoe company's camp, and then the situation really gets even more messy than it was last night. And I think that although it can be painful, really the one race on one night system is probably the best for the United States.
Well, and you mentioned Usain Bolt. He's injured. That's going to be a storyline we'll follow. But we want to mention Boris Berian. He, as people remember, he was sued by Nike because he wanted to run a New Balance gear. He won that case. He also made the team by finishing second last night. You have such a great line about him. You remind us that he only started all of this in 2014 because he was working at a two-person McDonald's inside a Walmart, two cords of glory days shy of leaving his potential by the side of the road forever. And yet here he is going.
And it's really a remarkable story. The great thing that Boris Berian has is talent. Really, in only 18 months, he's become one of the best 800-meter runners in the world. And now he can take that talent to Rio. And it really is a very uplifting story. And it shows that there is a place if you just stick with it and if you get with the right people. And also, he's an inspiration and a symbol to a lot of runners because he took on the giant corporation of Nike and said that this contract you have me in is not legal, and they eventually backed down and walked away, and now he does run for New Balance.
Yeah. That's Tim Layden, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. We'll link you up to his writing at hereandnow.org as he covers the Olympic track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon. Tim, thank you.
Thanks for having me.